Hello, everyone. I'm John Melke, and this is Parkside Today. I'm joined by Dr. Virginia Emery, Program Manager for the new UW Parkside Center for Adult and Returning Students, and Stacy Tinholt, Adult Student Enrollment Counselor. Ladies, thanks for taking time to be on Parkside Today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Ginger, the Center for Adult and Returning Students, also known as CARS, how did the center come about? What caused that to happen?
So the university leadership has long recognized the need to provide support and opportunities for adult students.
Mm-hmm.
As part of that, they have organized an adult initiatives committee that examines sort of piece by piece concerns that touch on adult students.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, the committee focused on prior learning assessment, or PLA, which provides opportunities for students to petition for course credit based on work experience that they have.
Okay.
And as part of the process of reviewing prior learning assessment across campus, the committee recognized the need for more substantive and centralized support for adult students.
Okay.
And thus proposed the Center for Adult and Returning Students.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the inception of the center.
Okay. And again, for people who may not be familiar, PLA, what is that?
Okay. So PLA stands for Prior Learning Assessment. So P, Prior, L, Learning, A, Assessment,
mm-hmm.
which is essentially being able to ask for college credit for work experience that you've had, possibly volunteer experience that you've had, training, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So learning outside of a college classroom, but at a college level, the university wants to recognize people's learning and people's effort.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's the primary pathway for students to take advantage of that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in many forms. We focus specifically on portfolio development and challenge exam.
Okay.
So if students are interested, those are the two things to ask for.
Sure. And that if you're an adult student and you have some experience that you feel is aligns with your educational goals, you know, like almost like why wouldn't you at least pursue that and ask that?
And come talk to us about it. So part of what the center is designed to do is provide support for students as they're figuring out the PLA process,
mm-hmm.
and going through it. So help getting in touch with professors, help considering how their resume and how their experience might line up with the classes that Parkside offers.
Sure.
Help with the writing process if they're writing a PLA portfolio.
Okay.
And then help submitting that portfolio and getting the paperwork done to pass it off to a faculty member who reads it and reviews it, provides a credit, no credit decision. And then, you know, if there's a credit decision, then coordinating also with the registrar's office so the credit for the portfolio can be granted. And we help with all of that.
Great.
We also help faculty and instructors know what the PLA process is.
Oh, okay.
And help them understand what the process is and how to interact with students around it.
Mm-hmm. The fact that Parkside now has a center for adult and returning students doesn't mean that Parkside didn't work with adult and returning students before, but is this kind of a bringing together of resources and kind of a place where it's a little easier for folks to access that?
Exactly. What we found in talking to professors across campus, staff across campus, and students was that all of the pieces were in place. It was hard to find resources.
So we
are hoping to position ourselves as a centralized hub for information about adult students and for adult students.
Right.
So that there's a single obvious place to go when you have questions.
Sure. Stacy, now I guess curious as to how you see the center, how you see CARS being beneficial to students and to our community partners.
Yeah, well, I think Ginger started talking about that a little bit. We really want to provide our students and our faculty and our staff with a one-stop shop, a place where they can go and get their questions answered, whatever those questions may be, in regards to our adult student population here at UW-Parkside. So the main benefit really is to just be that centralized hub. So my role as the enrollment counselor is to help students figure out what that pathway may look like, that mainly the front door of the institution, right? So helping them understand what sort of programs they have, how those can fit best into their everyday lives, helping them understand the different resources that are available. So that's primarily what I'm doing. So a lot of transfer credit evaluations, you know, and having that initial, that first conversation with our inquiries. You know, when it comes to assisting with our community partners, it's helping them understand what we're offering at UW-Parkside. So many, I feel like many within our community maybe aren't aware of all of the changes that UW-Parkside has made with our online degree completion programs, the graduate programs that we've started to just expand on with our course offerings, and even with our continuing education department, some of the non-credit offerings. So if students are looking to upskill or make a career change, you know, we have a lot of different opportunities for them to do that here at UW-Parkside. I want to make sure that they're aware of that. You know, I think that another great benefit that, you know, Ginger mentioned was that resource, too, that we're providing to our faculty and staff to make sure that we're able to bring all of those best practices, right, into one centralized location. Yeah. I feel like everybody's been doing a really great job in servicing our adult students here at UW-Parkside, but how do we bring all of that information into one place to make sure that we can share that information across the board?
Right. So if you're a student and you're deciding, you're making that decision, which is not a, you know, a decision you make lightly, to go back to school, and if you have questions, knowing that there's a center for adult and returning students at least allows you to go, okay, there's where I should contact the university, instead of wondering, I wonder if I call this office or that office or what do I do?
Exactly. It's very intentional, right? We want students to visit our website and to understand exactly where, like, what areas they need to go in within our website to be able to answer their questions the easiest way possible. We want to simplify that process.
Sure.
We also want to make sure that that first conversation is as comfortable as it can be, and that's really the resource that I'm hoping to provide to our prospective students, you know, as they're coming to us with their questions.
Right. And what is there? Are there kind of certain questions that are kind of consistent, or is there something that you see that the adult student, the returning student, is kind of, you know, looking for support or looking for assistance that kind of crosses all the different students that come in and are interested in what Parkside has to offer?
Yeah, I would say the main question is, how do I finish what I started?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's that question of how long is it going to take me to finish my bachelor's degree? You know, am I on the right, you know, plan with the graduate program that I'm thinking about? What other options maybe exist? You know, what's going to get me there the fastest? And do you have it in a way that's accessible for me to balance the other things that I have going on in my life? I feel like those are the main questions that we're getting from students as they're phoning in to my office.
Yeah. And before we go too far, just in case people listening wonder, who was Ginger that she was talking about? Ginger is Dr. Virginia Emery, who also goes by Ginger. But if you see her email, you'll see that there is the V in there. So we let everyone know that. Dr. Emery, what are adult students looking for usually a particular program? Do they have in mind what academic area they want to study? Are they looking for time to degree? Are they looking for, to Stacy's answer just a few moments ago, you know, how can I finish what I start? And I'm interested in finishing. How does that come about for them?
So Stacy might actually be able to speak to this question better than I can. But we're knowing and appreciating that adult students come in with questions, but also knowing the answers that are going to be comfortable for them.
Mm-hmm.
So many adult students have enough experience that they know what they want to do in life.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Even if they have questions about whether it's a viable option, you know, whether it's going to mean that they can graduate in a timely fashion, they come in with a plan, and it's mostly talking through to make sure that that plan is actually what they're wanting and actually going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what you said, Ginger. I feel like most students that are contacting me have an idea of what that plan should look like. They have an idea of, you know, what's going to work for them, what's going to benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just helping them, you know, make sure that that is going to be a reality. Mm-hmm. You know, for what their needs are, and helping them explore maybe pathways that they weren't thinking about. So I think that's what's really wonderful about being able to connect with students who are in that initial phase. They very much come in understanding what they're looking for,
mm-hmm.
But just helping them broaden that perspective a little bit, and helping them see the wide array, so they can really figure out and hone in on. You know, on maybe that skill or that program that's going to best fit their interests and needs.
Sure.
And that's where we really view ourselves as facilitators, so we can help them do what they want and need to do.
Great.
And be successful doing it.
We're talking with Dr. Virginia Emery, Ginger Emery, and Stacy Tinholt. The topic is CARS, the new UW Parkside Center for Adult and Returning Students. And, yeah, if you could see, we're all doing the steering wheel thing right now. But, Stacy, as an adult student counselor, what kind of questions, and I know we've talked about different academic programs or what students are looking for, but do they have questions about, like, financial aid or how do they pay for things? Or what areas are you able to help that student maybe has questions about whether they can do this?
Absolutely. Well, I definitely coined myself as more of a generalist in all of those areas, right?
Okay.
So we certainly have many different departments on our campus, support services on our campus with our financial aid office and registrar's office and advising and career center, that I'm really your navigator, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the person that you're going to ask those questions to, and I do know a little bit about all of the areas on campus.
Mm-hmm.
I've made sure that I've asked a lot of questions in the time that I've been here. But certainly for those specific questions, I'm making sure that I'm connecting students and kind of doing that warm transfer for them as well, right?
Sure.
So if I am familiar with what kind of concerns they're having within the financial aid office, understanding who are the best people for them to be connecting to, like if it's questions about scholarships, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that they want to connect with Heather McGee, right? So just things like that I feel are really important for students to not only match them up with, you know, hey, this is the office that you need to connect with.
Sure.
But this is the person that's going to be able to answer that question for you. And I'm happy to connect you to them. I'm happy to reach out to them for you and include you in an email with your questions. Just making sure that students feel like they have that person that they can connect to at UW-Parkside,
mm-hmm.
especially in those first weeks where, you know, making connections is hard, especially if you're doing online courses.
Mm.
I just want to make sure that they know that I'm their person that they can come to and ask some of those questions to.
Sure.
And feel like they can get a response.
And Ginger, as program manager for the center, what's on your kind of to-do list or when you look out to, here are the things that we're working on with the center? The center's been announced. But how does the center move forward, or what's kind of the strategic vision that you have for CARS?
Right. So long term, just making sure that Parkside is a very convenient and navigable place,
mm-hmm.
for
yeah.
adult students to come and complete an education, start an education if they've never been to college before, upskill, come get a certificate,
mm-hmm.
or pursue continued education in a master's or in professional development. So just that it be a learning community for adult students.
Right, right.
So steps to that.
Yeah.
I'll be teaching a PLA, Prior Learning Assessment, portfolio development class starting in the spring.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So students will have writing support getting through compiling a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it helps to have a companion along the way and some deadlines so you know you can get it done on time.
Yeah.
So, you know, just help and assistance with that. Educating faculty about what prior learning assessment is and, mm-hmm. and requires and making sure it's as easy for them as possible in terms of bearing any burdens that they might have in terms of time and commitments,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that faculty is very willing to engage in the PLA process to provide opportunities for students. So it's an accessible option for students.
Mm-hmm.
Our initial response has been great. Faculty across campus, as they're learning about me and the center and the portfolio development class, are sort of universally going, oh, this is awesome. This is great. Like, you know. Yeah. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? How do I do this for a student? So I've been encouraged by all of that. And if you have questions, emeryv@uwp.edu, just let me know. I'm here to help.
And so that's an interesting perspective there, that not just the Center for Adult and Returning Students, not just helping the student or maybe the community partner,
exactly.
but also some the faculty and staff saying, okay, we want to work more with that.
So, you know, if you have adult students with maybe some slightly different needs, adult students just have more responsibility in general. That's one of the ways we sort of distinguish adult student versus traditional student.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that they're always just juggling more than a traditional student would have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be coming to the classroom with a slightly different set of priorities.
Right.
They're focusing as much as they can on school, but they might have to prioritize a child and childcare.
Yeah.
They might have to prioritize working full time so they can afford the apartment that they're living in.
Mm-hmm.
So helping faculty just understand the perspective of an adult student, one, and how faculty and instructors and, you know, support staff in admissions, in advising, in financial aid, just helping everybody on campus have a perspective of what adult students are dealing with,
sure.
as compared to what
sure.
traditional students are dealing with.
Yeah.
So that adult students in the community can feel supported everywhere they go.
Yeah, interesting. Stacy, a couple other things that we've touched on real briefly, and maybe you could share a little bit more. You talked about the online courses. So online courses are, you know, they just continue to grow from what Parkside is offering, what other institutions are offering. Do adult students, returning students have questions for you about, you know, what is an online, how do I do an online course? What does it involve or not so much? Is it just kind of like, yeah, I know, I can move ahead and do that?
Yeah, surprisingly, not so much. I feel like a lot of students that are coming in with some college credit,
mm-hmm.
For the vast majority, have experienced an online class. They have an understanding of what that is going to look like.
Oh, okay.
So I don't get that question as much as I would have thought.
Yeah.
But what's really great is I anticipated that I would get that question. So, you know, I did reach out to partners across campus to better understand what our online classes look like and what our resources are for helping to navigate those online course options. So
mm-hmm.
As our students are coming in and registering for their first online course, there are tutorials on our Canvas site to make sure that those students feel supported. And certainly faculty have done a really wonderful job. And you have to remember that when a student is taking an online class with UW Parkside, our faculty and our staff are still right here,
yeah.
right? So even though it's an online class, the resources are still very local. Mm-hmm. So faculty, you know, are still very student-centered and student-minded, and want to make sure that, you know, questions are getting answered if maybe there's something within their course structure that isn't making sense, yeah, to a student that's taking their course.
Yeah. Ginger, you touched on a little bit ago the and Parkside offers certificate programs. So it's not just a student potentially coming in to say, oh, I'm going to either finish my undergraduate work, or maybe that's not the right way to put it, but there are other opportunities besides just pursuing a degree.
Exactly. This isn't just degree completion or for people who've taken a break or needed to step away from school and come back. This is for everybody. This is, mm-hmm, for people who already have their bachelor's degrees and they're interested in pursuing a master's.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not to the master's decision yet, but a certificate that would just take a year would be a better choice for them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not quite ready to pursue a bachelor's degree, and a certificate would be a better choice for them. We have undergraduate and graduate certificates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to speak to needs across the whole spectrum, okay, in higher education regionally.
Yeah.
To make sure that the community has the educational opportunities at Parkside that the community is needing.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the statistics of 20-some percent of people, you know, working-age adults, mm-hmm, in Racine-Kenosha area having a bachelor's degree, that leaves a fairly large portion of the population that doesn't.
Exactly.
And also that population, a large portion of that population has some college experience, some, mm-hmm, credits potentially. Mm-hmm. And Stacy, how do you answer that question if they're coming in and say, well, you know, I went to school a few years ago or whatever, and I have this. Do you get that question of what might still apply toward a degree completion, let's say?
Absolutely. And you know, when somebody's asking me those questions specifically, I ask them to send me their transcripts, right? Let's dig into it.
Yeah.
We can do that, you know, prior to an application even being submitted. We really want to make sure that students have the full picture, mm-hmm, right, of what coming to Parkside and finishing their degree is going to look like, and have them feel fully prepared to start that journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important to make sure that we're, you know, kind of crossing all of those T's, dotting all of those I's, you know, throughout that process.
Sure.
So then I do take that to our transfer team, and they help me with deciphering, okay, how are things coming in? How are they applying? And we do find that even, you know, credits that were completed 10, 15 years ago are still transferable and are still helping them to finish their bachelor's degree with us.
Wow.
Which I think is really fantastic.
Yeah.
So I hope that students don't feel, you know, discouraged if their credits are a little bit older, because I see a lot of students that that have a lot of credit coming in.
Yeah. We're having a really interesting conversation about the new UW Parkside Center for Adult and Returning Students. We're here with Dr. Virginia Emery, who is program manager for CARS, and Stacy Tinholt, who is adult student enrollment counselor in the Center for Adult and Returning Students. And Ginger, how do you, when we talk about adult students, returning students, non-traditional students, how does the university define someone and say, oh, you're this particular student or that particular student, or how do they do that?
So it turns out this is a trick question.
Oh.
Because there are so many definitions for what constitutes an adult student, whether it's an adult student or a non-traditional student is the best term.
Mm-hmm.
So we're preferring adult student. We start with a baseline. So sort of the baseline definition is an age-related one.
Okay.
You can't see me rolling my eyes necessarily, but I'm just going to put that out there. So somebody who's maybe 24, 25 would be considered an adult student traditional age students, if you graduate from high school and get through school in 4 to 6 years, is 18, 17 if you're lucky, 19 maybe, depending on when your birthday is, to then, you know, 23, 24, depending on when your birthday falls and, you know, what your class schedule ends up being. So anybody who sort of falls beyond that range is a baseline definition for adult student. But then you start taking other considerations into factors. So how much responsibility does a student have? You know, we know that people have kids, and if you're under the age of 25 and have a child, then we would consider you an adult student because you're going to have adult student needs.
Yeah.
In terms of what your focus and your priority is going
to
be.
Different life factors coming into play as you try to pursue that education.
You know, I know a lot of people are also caring for family members who are older than they are, grandparents or parents. So that also counts for us. The other one that is not, well, the other one that you wouldn't necessarily think of off the top, but that is very definitely high on our list, is military, active, and veterans. If you're active duty, you know, you're going to have a set of needs. If you're reserve, you know, there's a chance that you're going to get called up, and that's going to be a scheduling issue. And then how do you come back from that? All of that kind of consideration. And people who've graduated high school and been in the military for 6 years might technically be traditional student age, that very tail end of 23, 24, depending on sort of what their age range was. But they would still have sets of considerations that we would consider as an adult student.
So some older students could come back and they almost fit more of a traditional profile.
Yeah, they can.
If they are returning, let's say, from your military experience example.
They would be, you know, full-time students, and it might look a little bit more traditional in profile, but they might be still dealing with concerns that we're here to help with. We're intentionally being rather vague in our definition of adult students, so we can help as many students as possible.
How, if I'm the adult returning non-traditional student, whichever category I put myself into, how do I get in touch with the Center for Adult and Returning Students, or CARS, here at UW Parkside?
So I think a really great place to start that exploration phase is to visit our website. So we're at www.uwp.edu/adult is going to be a really great starting point. Just to kind of get the gears turning, if you don't want to navigate through a website, I completely understand that as well. If you are having questions and you're not an active student with us, then contacting me directly would be a really, really great first step. And so you can reach me by email or by phone. My last name is Tinholt, so T-I-N-H-O-L-T at uwp.edu, or simply adult at uwp.edu. So we have a lot of different ways that students can reach out to us and start that conversation.
And is it one of the harder things, do you think, for the student to actually take that first step and go, okay, yeah, I'm making the call, or I'm sending the email, or I'm you know, going to stop into the university or whatever? Does you find it hard for them to maybe that's the hardest thing to do?
I think that that is probably the hardest step of the entire process, is to have the courage to say, yes, I want to go back and I want to start that conversation. Because I feel like a lot of students, especially students that are balancing a lot in life, don't know what they're walking into. There's a little bit of fear, a little bit of intimidation there. I think once they have that first conversation, they feel a little bit more at ease. They feel more empowered, because then they have a better understanding of what that picture looks like for their situation, because it's going to vary student to student. I don't know that I have very many student situations that are exactly the same one to the next. So, Yeah, I think it's very courageous for students to come and say, hey, I'm interested in coming back. I want to learn more about it. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help them explore that option and figure out if Parkside's going to be the right fit for them, if we have what they're looking for, and to just help them feel encouraged to continue forward.
Sure. And Dr. Emery, what if you have to give if you had the opportunity to give a prospective student a little piece of advice, what would be like your top two or three pieces of advice you might give to that adult or returning student?
Come talk to us. We're here to help. Mm-hmm. We will help you navigate the process of figuring out exactly what you want to do. We'll help you through the admissions process and find you the right orientation session for you. We will talk through your resume with you to explore for prior learning assessment opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're here to help and support you throughout your educational career here at Parkside.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to feel comfortable here, and we're here to help you.
Great, great. Well, I appreciate both of you taking time to be on Parkside today. We've been talking with Dr. Virginia Emery, Program Manager for the new UW Parkside Center for Adult and Returning Students, or CARS, and Stacy Tinholt, Adult Student Enrollment Counselor here at UW Parkside. So, Dr. Emery, Stacy Tinholt, thank you very much for being with us. To hear past editions of Parkside Today, please visit uwp.edu/parksidetoday. Thanks for listening.